Every Saturday night, the world comes to London from Mexico, Ethiopia, Colombia, Madagascar, even all the way over from France. The music of the world is featured on a London radio show called Saturday Night. Some of that music is featured on a new 2-CD collection called World 2002. It's produced by Charlie Gillett. Mr. Gillett is also the host of Saturday Night on BBC London. He joins us from Broadcasting House in London. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Gillett.
Oh, it's a very great pleasure and privilege to be on your show, Scott.
Mr. Gillett, Charlie, play something for us, please.
I'd like to introduce a singer who I first heard in about October of 2001. She's from Portugal. I received the record and I was very taken by the cover. And you just think, wow, what does this person sound like? And when I listened, I was entranced. She's called Marisa.
Amigo vinho em desalinho, vossa mercê faz andar de gatas. É mau procedimento e há intenção naquilo que faz. Entra sem desequilíbrio, não há equilíbrio que seja capaz. As leis da física falham e a vertical de qualquer lugar oscila sem se deter e deixa de ser perpendicular.
So you, in a sense, introduced her to a larger audience.
I wouldn't normally be so bold as to make that claim, but I would be proud to say so. I particularly played her on the World Service, and every time I play her, people send me emails and letters saying, how do you spell her name? Because it's M-A-R-I-Z-A. And if they put the make it an S, they don't find it on any of their search engines.
Let's hear another song that we've been tipped to ask you about. It has the sound of a pretty common everyday activity around the world.
So this one's from Brazil.
Yeah.
If I've got it right.
Absolutely.
And it's Tom Zé. And he's an experimentalist. So this has got accordion, as we can hear, got something scratchy. And this, as I've learned, is very typical of the music from the northeast of Brazil, up by the Amazon. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a long introduction, as you can hear, with the accordion playing. And it's very, it sounds like country music, and it is country music. It's the music people would play at parties and dances out in the open. And then this guy with a really deep voice comes in, and I just love this song.
The song is called Jiki Jiki.
Eu vi o cego lendo a corda da viola, cego com cego no duelo do sertão. Eu vi o cego dando nó cego na corda, de cego preso na gaiola da visão. Pássaro preto voando pra muito longe, e a cabra cega enxergando a escuridão. Eu vi a lua na cacunda da cometa, vi as abumba e o folha sacudá.
Of course, the Brazilians have been producing some of the best music in the world for decades at this particular point. But
absolutely.
For people that think of Brazilian music and, you know, Sergio Mendes or Astrud and then now Bebel Gilberto or Tom Jobim, this is something different. This is a different voice, different aspect entirely.
Exactly. And, I mean, every country has its range. And if we leave it up to what surfaces in the normal pop music marketplace, as it were, you get a very, very narrow idea of a country's music, as you would listening to pop radio about American music. There's still wonderful music coming out from America, groups in Texas and New Mexico, all over the place, playing music with quite a character to it.
Do you take measures to ensure that you get a sprinkling on any given show from all over the world?
No, it's not nearly as systematic as that, nor is it on these albums. It's very horrifyingly unsystematic. It's just like what catches my attention. It's like old-fashioned radio was back in the 50s, in the sense when radio was very responsive in those days to what listeners liked. You know, there wasn't anywhere near the organized structure that there is now. So you would get these things they used to call regional breakouts, where some little radio station in Pittsburgh was playing a particular record because the people around there liked it, and gradually that would spread out. And in my dreams, that's what I like to do in my show, is to play something, and gradually the world begins to hear that this particular person is getting played a lot. And in the case of Marisa, that really did happen. Mm-hmm. And there are one or two others that it's happened with too. Suad Massi is a singer on this album, who's a singer from Algeria. And yeah. I mean, I'm only one in if you imagine a relay race where the song is a baton, or the album is a baton. And in her case, she was a singer, came over to France to perform in a little festival of live music of young Algerian singers. Somebody from Paris Record Business heard her say, "Why don't you stay over a few days and do a demo?" And step by step, she managed to get a record out. And this song is so, so touching and so appropriate at this particular moment in history, because it's sung by an Algerian singer. She's singing in French, in fact, mm-hmm. about that in the time of war, what about the women, what about their children? It's called Bloody.
Bloody Bloody بلادي انا في شحال من حاجه حبيت بلادي على جال شحال من مره بكيت terre de brûle à l'enfer feu a brûlé le printemps arrêtez
Was this music made in Paris, far as you know?
In Paris, in that case. But yeah. When she performs that live, I literally am completely speechless for some seconds. I just find it so touching.
Yeah. Man, I don't mean to put you on the dime. I wonder if she could make this in Algeria. I wonder if she could.
No,
record it
I think she wouldn't have. I mean, the studio production and the musicians wouldn't be available in that form, and there wouldn't quite be a market for it in Algeria. Algerian music is very powerful, and there's another song on the album which is much more typical of Algerian music. This is actually the third album in a row that I've done each year, but this is the first one that's been internationally released, and the only country in which it has not come out is Saudi Arabia. And the reason for that was that they said they would release it, but only on condition that I would agree to take off one of the tracks. And the track that they didn't want on there was by the Israeli singer Hava Albastine. And I said, no, I'm sorry, that belongs here. I have a singer from Palestine, Amal Mulkus, and I have Hava Albastine, and it's incredibly important, especially as Hava Albastine is herself so horrified about what is happening in Israel.
Let's irritate the Saudi royal family then for a moment.
הדמעות שלו הן אכזר, ההבטחות שלו הן כזר. אל תאמיני לו, אל תפחדי, הוא לא ייעלם, אין לו לב.
So let me understand this. If it weren't for your insistence that this song be there, your CD would be going platinum in Riyadh at this moment.
Well, if you like to think so. But isn't this a wonderful song? The sound of it is so spectacular.
Yeah. My gosh, what an old observation this is. But I'm wondering, sitting in the seat you've occupied for 30 years, music closer to being a universal language?
Well, I was also thinking that how strong the melody has to be when one doesn't understand the words, because they haven't got that advantage to us. You know, there's a truism about American country music that basically it's kind of the tunes tend to be quite similar to each other, and it's all about the words.
Yeah.
But in this music, it's kind of the other way around. Although the words have to be important to the person singing them, otherwise they aren't going to sound impassioned and convincing, and we aren't going to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be a melody there which gets through to us.
Charlie, it's been a delight talking to you.
Well, Scott, I feel very, very fortunate to have had a chance to do so, so thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. What would you like us to play while we're going out?
Well, the third song on the second CD is by a singer from Tuva called Sanko Namchilak.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an extraordinary woman. If she ever comes to America to play, I recommend people to look for her. She's a mixture of Sinead O'Connor and Björk in performance. She's very intense, very eccentric, very experimental, but completely compelling. And this song is called Dance of Eagle. Scott, I was just thinking people could fairly say Tuva. Where's Tuva? And it's just to the west of Mongolia is the closest I can put it. Mm.
Tuva music is heard in this country.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... NPR yeah. might be the only place that plays Tuva music,
okay.
But I'm not... Well, delight talking to you. Thanks very much.
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Charlie Gillett is the host of Saturday Night on BBC London and BBC World. He produced the collection World 2002 for EMI Virgin. This collection is available in the United States on Narada World Records, and you can find more information on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.